Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman and George Evans, and starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Promotion always comes to him who waits. As you know, I joined the BBC as a special effects man. That meant I made the tea for all the other announcers during the week. But I wanted something better than this, so I applied for promotion, and naturally, being me, I got it. Now I'm allowed to come in on Sundays and make tea for everybody as well.
Promotion. Now that's an interesting word. They gave the derivation of promotion in my comic last week. Yeah, PRO, meaning public relations officer. And then there's Mo, as in Harfer, or 10 men went to. And Shun, standing with your hands firmly pressed against the sides of your trousers and not moving.
I see, Mr. Phillips. So, the word promotion means 10 men, one of whom is a public relations officer, are standing still, cutting the grass, because if they move their arms, their trousers will fall down.
Exactly. Now, that's another interesting word.
What
exactly.
Is?
Exactly.
Oh, yes?
Yes. Eggs, the things hens lay, act as with trapeze artists who insist on doing it in midair. And Lee...
Oh, belt up, sir, please.
Now, thank you, Chief. Trust Sub-Lieutenant Phillips to know about promotion, because at this very minute he's being considered for promotion to lieutenant by an admiral's board at Portsmouth.
Oh, do leave off, can't you? Oi! I call this meeting, so shut your clattering cake hole! Jumping flowerpots, the fools have all got cloth ears. Oi! Last warning, I'm the Admiral. If I don't get hushed, I hit.
That's more like it. Worse than the zoo, you lot. Come to think of it, you even look like it.
Oh, really, Admiral? Admiral. Really, Admiral? Personally, speaking personally. Personally speaking for myself. For myself. I resent the implication. You're absolutely right. We do look like something from the zoo.
And you, Commander Weatherby, sound like a talking blue-based baboon with the wrong dictionary. Now, where's this idiot Sub-Lieutenant Phyllis got to?
It's Phillips, actually, with a P. After my matron, Pater. We all have the same name.
Well, that's a novelty these days. Right, are we all here? It's time we started the meeting and turned down this twit Phyllis's application for promotion.
Commander Murray, sir, do you ever get the feeling that you're wasting your time?
With the Admiral, always.
Quiet. Murray, you may have married my daughter, but just one more interruption like that and I'll have it annulled. Now then, you've all got copies of this fool's past naval record in front of you?
I haven't, actually. Everybody else has, but I haven't.
Who was that?
Vice Admiral Prout.
I realize that you probably all think I'm just a silly old fool who doesn't need to have a copy of the applicant's record and that I shouldn't be here at all. Well, you could be right, but I happen to think you're wrong. How dare you think of me as a silly old fool, eh? In future, I'll trouble you to keep your stupid opinions to yourselves, and I'll have you know that I have as much right to have a copy of his records and to be in this room as anybody else. Probably more, so let that be an end to it.
Cut price booze has got him, you know. You could use his liver to sole and heel three pairs of boots.
Here is Here's a copy of the records, Vice Admiral Prout, and I'm terribly sorry you got overlooked.
Oh, thank you, my dear. And don't bother to apologize. I expect you ignored me, that's all. But I'm used to it. In fact, wherever I go, I'm ignored. And why should this one be any different, eh? Well, I've been ignored by more important people than this crowd. Sea lords have ignored me. Admirals of the fleet have ignored me. So this lot of small fry, even smaller than that probably. So let that be an end of it!
It's the way he changes colour and gets bigger that's jolly unnerving.
Quite. He doesn't do the Admiral's complexion much good either.
I shan't warn you again, Murray. Now then, are we ready for the orb?
Not quite, Admiral. We've one member of the board short. Vice Admiral Burwasher hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, law. Lost as usual, I suppose.
Would you like me to see if he's waiting in your outer office, Admiral?
Suit yourself, but if he is, be very careful what you say.
I know what you mean, sir. If I say, in here, please, sir, and don't point him the right way, he'll disappear down the corridor and we'll never see him again.
Yeah, well, off you go then, Phyllis. And fetch the fool. There's a good girl.
You are here, Vice Admiral Burwasher.
Who is? My word, he's sharp. He spotted me in one. Yes. Careful, Burwasher, careful. It may be a trap. I'm only required to give my rank, name, and number. Now then, what is it?
Oh, do get a move on if you're out there, Burwasher. We're waiting, and they'll be open soon.
My word, that was clever. I never saw your lips move.
They didn't, actually. I'm not a ventriloquist, but I do card tricks. Provided you stand 20 feet away and don't mind if they go wrong.
Well, congratulations. I've often wanted to ride one myself. Now then, where is everybody? Well, where is everybody? They should be here by now.
This way, sir, and after you.
Who is? Oh, yes, see what you mean. Yes. Yes. Who is this fool? Who is he? Careful, Burwasher. Maybe a trap. Better follow him, but be prepared for anything.
Vice Admiral Burwasher is here, Admiral.
Is he really? What an extraordinary coincidence, sir. That's my name, too. Perhaps we're related.
Creeping ivy's started. Come in, Burwasher, come in.
Oh, thank you very much. Where the devil am I? That's not the view from the window of my office, isn't it? No, it isn't. This one looks out in a lot of boats and cranes and water. You're right. Yours looks out into a grubby brick wall with the whitewashed words, Peggy's in the Pudding Club again. Hang on, Burwasher, hang on. Never mind where you are. Who are these for? And why are they standing up straight? It's for you, you fool, is it? Of course. Better salute and say something. Yes. Well, that's easier said than done. Why? You've talked to people before, have I? Of course. Why don't you? But if you say so, I'll risk it. Good man. Thank you. Now, what shall I say? Think, man, think. Think, 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 think. Think, 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 think. We haven't got much longer. Ah, got it, yes. Good morning. Yes, isn't it? Yes. That should hold them for a bit. Not long, but it'll give me a breather. Now then, get your bearings, Burwasher. Where are you and where the devil have you come from? You were in your car a minute ago, was I? Of course you were. You were worrying about finding a garage to give plastic kites with every 4 gallons. Was I? Yes. No, I wasn't. I don't want a plastic kite. I want a multicolored beach ball. What's the good of that? You can't fly a multicolored beach ball? Well, you can't bounce a plastic kite. Yes, yes, got you there. Hold it. Hold it. Wait, 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 wait. Those 4 complete strangers in somebody other's office are looking at you again. Think that, think. Think, 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 think. Got it. Yes, good man. You're on the ball this morning, Burwasher. How do you do?
How do you do?
Brilliant, Burwasher, brilliant. That how do you do stops them dead in their tracks every time.
Admiral, gentlemen, with due respect, do you think we can get on with the meeting fairly quickly as both Sub-Lieutenant Phillips and myself have got to get back to Troutbridge at Portsmouth by 1700 this evening?
Good thinking, Murray. Right, case dismissed. Next.
Hey, I demand a retrial. No, I don't. I demand an untrial.
I like this one with the blonde rinse. Yes. He doesn't know what the hell's going on either.
Now, calm down, Mr. Phillips. You never get promotion this way. Ask him if you can come back next week.
No, I want to open the box right now. I'm years overdue for promotion as it is.
Well, of course, I think this whole board is a mockery anyway. I mean, if anyone is due for promotion, it's me. Captain Povey is the name. You'll remember. I've asked your secretary to bring along my records, and I think you'll find that a quick glance... Captain Povey's the name. It's on the front. Should be sufficient to show that I deserve...
I haven't got a copy, actually. Everybody else has, but I haven't. I realize that you probably all think that I'm just a silly old fool who doesn't need to have a copy of Captain Clovis' records, and that I shouldn't be here at all. Well, you could be right, but I happen to think you're wrong. How dare you think of me as a silly old fool, eh? In future, I'll trouble you to keep your stupid opinions to yourselves. I'll have you know that I was much right to a copy of Captain Clovis' records, but to be in this room as anybody else, probably more. So let that be an end to it.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm not getting anywhere. And it's about time I did get somewhere. And as long as it's not somewhere I don't want to go, because if it's somewhere I don't want to go, when I'm not getting anywhere, then I'm jolly well not going. In any case, I've just been.
Well done, Mr. Phillips. Look at their faces. You've got them more baffled than Vice Admiral Burwasher.
Thanks very much, sir. Furthermore, what is wrong with my qualifications, may I ask? Go on, tell me. Oh, tell me. Just as I thought. You can't tell me.
If they'd tried to, Mr. Phillips, we'd still be here this time tomorrow.
Well, I know where I stand out, and frankly, it's not good enough. I refuse to be passed over from a great height by other chaps. What's wrong with my qualifications? Give or take a dent or two, the odd wrecked harbour wall, a few jetties and piers a bit shorter, one or two ships limping about because the clock's got in my way. There's nothing wrong. Lovable Leslie is perfect. I'd never have been ignored like this in Lord Nelson's day. In fact, with my qualifications, I probably would have been Lord Nelson. Left sail down a bit.
Left sail down a bit it is, sir!
Are you feeling all right, Hardy?
Yes, yes, I am. I'm just trying to remember the words. It doesn't matter. It was a catchy tune this organ grinder was playing the last time we went to Naples.
Mr. Hardy, sir, I think Admiral Nelson would express its highly gratification to us if it didn't remind him of his last visit to Naples to see we all know who.
No, I think that this black patch over my right eye suits me. You see, I was sitting in this Italian restaurant with this exotic, beautifully upholstered, well-bred and buttered on both sides bit of thumb.
We all know.
Precisely. And there we were, sitting close together in this Italian restaurant, the San Sibar. We were holding... hands. Yes?
Yes. Kiss?
Yes. I was holding mine, and she was holding hers. It was then that it happened.
Yes?
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 Yes. I wound the spaghetti round my fork too tight, and it whiplashed back on me and got in my eye.
But that was 4 years ago. Why are you still wearing the black patch?
Because I had to bribe the crew with money, an extra rum ration, to swear half-blind that I lost my eye at the Siege of Calvi. But it was worth it, because I became a baron.
I see, Admiral Nelson, sir. Prithee, tell us, what load of misfortune it really happened to cause you to have an empty sleeve full of nothingness swinging about on your right-hand side, sir?
Ah! Now that cost an Elizabethan bob or two. And extra rum as well. You see, I was sitting in this Spanish restaurant. The Santa...
Faye?
No. The Santa... Santa...
Rosa?
No. Got it. The Santa Claus.
That, sir, I do not believe.
Why not? They specialized in shellfish. Anyway, there I was with this... with this exotic, beautifully upholstered, well-bred, buttered on both sides bit of...
We all know what.
Precisely. There we were, sitting in this restaurant, eyeing and half-eyeing each other. And this guitarist was playing this haunting melody we could never forget.
Yum, pom, pom.
No, no, a different one, which I've forgotten at the moment. Anyway, just at the moment, I thought we could go back to her place as her husband was away. I mean, it was more convenient than rowing out to victory.
Yes?
Yes! Yes!
No. You see, when I put my hand up to summon a Spanish waiter gentleman for the bill, another Spanish waiter gentleman didn't notice and crashed into me and tipped 100 waiter paella down my right sleeve.
In your own words, Admiral Nelson, sir, ooh, nasty.
It was very. That's why I've never used that sleeve since. I mean, it wouldn't have been so bad, but dry cleaners hadn't been thought of yet.
You must have another uniform, sir.
No, no, I couldn't afford one. You see, to protect,
we know whose
name, I had to bribe the crew with money and an extra rum ration 3 times a day to swear half-blind and half-handed that I'd lost my arm at the siege of Santa Cruz.
In your own words, Admiral Nelson, sir, nastier still.
It was. Still, it was worth it because they made me a Viscount. Now, what bothers me is now that I've copped it in my right eye and my right arm, which right bit of me is going to cop it next?
Oi! You there, oi!
Bridge, Admiral Nelson here.
Come and look out, your lordship. Leading seaman Goldstein, Qualthing.
What is it, Goldstein?
Well, in case you hadn't noticed, sir, as we're about to sail into Naples Harbor... Sideways. I wonder whether I could have shore leave, sir.
Certainly not.
Here, hang on, that's not right. If it's all right for you to nip ashore to see your milady Popsy, why can't I go and see my Welsh friend from the valleys?
What Welsh friend? We're in Italy.
Come off it, sir. You must have heard the expression, see Naples and die. Arrivederci, or as we say in Wales, yakida.
Just coming, shan't be a minute. Who is without?
Me, without an arm and without an eye.
Welcome, your lordship. Lady Hamilton is awaiting you within.
Horatio, dearest, at last. Where has what's left of you been?
Oh, winning wars.
Darling, don't sit down.
Why not? I've still got that bit of it left.
No, no, you don't understand. I've got news for you.
News?
Yes. England expects.
Lummy, I am proud. Hot Pants Horatio has done his duty.
No, no, dearest. An Admiralty runner arrived a few minutes ago with a signal, ordering you to put to sea at once. The combined Spanish and French fleets have sailed to attack the British fleet.
Well, let them. It's much more fun here. Provided your husband sticks to pruning his roses in the garden.
Oh, if it could only be thus, my love. But our tryst is not to be.
Why not?
Well, apart from it being a direct order from Admiralty, William has gone clean off gardening.
Tryst him.
Well, I did warn you that you were making things obvious when you gave him 750 packets of seeds for his birthday.
Now, isn't that odd? I thought I was being terribly subtle.
Never mind, dearest. Whilst you're away winning the Battle of Trafalgar, I'll think of something else to keep my little Willy occupied.
Well, this is it, Emma. What's left of me is leaving. Thank goodness I've still got both legs, because it's going to be a long walk to the coast and my ship.
But why?
I thought I'd be all right for a bit, so I dismissed my coachman.
Oh, never mind, dearest. You can take my carriage and pair. You've always admired them.
How right you are. They should get me to the coast in an hour.
Goodbye, Horatio.
Farewell, Emma, my love. Whilst I'm out there fighting the Spanish and the French fleets in my country, try to remember that I go to a great and glorious victory, and may no misconduct in any way punish it, and may humanity after victory be the dominant feature of the British people. For myself, individually, I commit my life to England, and may England's blessings alight on my endeavors for serving her faithfully. To England, I resign myself and the just cause which is entrusted to me to defend. Farewell, sweet Emma. Farewell. You may never, ever see me again. Terribly sorry, I forgot my hat. Let's sail down a bit.
Let's sail down a bit, it is, sir!
May I be the first to congratulate you on getting the wind beyond you at last.
Thanks very much, coxswain, but it was just luck. It could have happened to anyone. In the first principle of the seamanship, steer the right course and you're bound to find wind eventually. Isn't that right, Hardy?
What was that? I'm terribly sorry. I wasn't listening, Admiral. I'm trying to remember where that catchy tune came from that I heard played by the hurdy-gurdy man in Portsmouth.
I do wish you'd stop worrying about that, Hardy. There are much more important things, like winning the Battle of Trafalgar.
Oh. Well, of course, you're the Admiral, Lord Nelson. But I did say when I was press-ganged that I hate violence. In fact, I can't think what I'm doing here. Basically, I feel much more at home carrying the banner behind Vanessa Redgrave.
Oi! You there, oi!
Bridge, Admiral Nelson here.
Starboard look out, yes, your lordship. Just thought you might like to know that the rest of the English, and I hate using that word as a loyal vessel, fleet are behind us, sir.
I know that, Goldstein.
But what you don't know is that the combined Spanish and French fleets are ahead of us.
What?
Yes. Take a leaf out of my Anne Morpeth's book. Tell them we're British, so no matter who they are, they must be inferior. In the meantime, in case that doesn't work, I'm borrowing the sea boat. Yuck, yuck.
Pity to see him go. I mean, the Welsh are very lyrical. I wish I'd ask him where it comes from.
Excuse me. Lord, your Admiral. You, sir.
What is it, purser?
Well, your lordship, as you know, you told me before we sailed that it was absolutely vital and urgent for me to get 35 tons of beef and pork for food.
Yes?
And you also told me, sir, to get 300 tons of fresh water for drink.
Yes, yes.
Also, you told me to get, sir, 2 tons of butter in firkins for spreading.
Yes, yes.
And then there was 25 tons of gunpowder and 368 balls, cannon, for the use of, for annihilating the enemy, sir.
Yes, yes.
Yes, well, you've had it. The shop was shut, so there.
Now, look here, Mr. Purser. This is no time to... Foreign swine. Now I've got a cannonball in my other right bit. Hardy, didn't you hear? They've got me. They've got me.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'm still wondering where that catchy tune comes from.
Oh, for singing out loud. Kismet, Hardy, kismet. And a right load of old burden it is, too.
Oh, do leave off. For pity's sake, let's agree to promote this twit, Phyllis, to lieutenant and close the meeting before the pub shuts.
May I take it, Admiral, that I can close the minutes on Sub-Lieutenant Phillips' promotion to lieutenant as from today?
Certainly.
I'm not.
Congratulations, Mr. Phillips. Or should I say Lieutenant Phillips?
No, I've changed my mind. Promotion is far too dangerous.
What are you talking about?
I withdraw my application. It's much too dangerous. I've been having a bit of a think, and I don't want to end up without a right arm, a right eye, or goodness knows what right else.
Well, gentlemen, as Mr. Phillips has withdrawn his application, it must leave a vacancy. And if anyone is due for promotion, it's me. Captain Pokey is the name. Now, you'll remember, you all have a copy of my dear wife Ramona's letter recommending me. Now, as you see, I have my own teeth and hair and in perfect physical condition, and I can assure you...
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips and Stephen Murray have been sailing victoriously into the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman and George Evans. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was a sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the CO, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Lady Hamilton was Heather Chasen, the Admiral was Tenniel Evans, and Vice Admiral Prout was Michael Bates. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston. ¶¶